Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Now, I'm not saying this in a bragging way, but I have been pretty drunk in my life at certain times. And I'm assuming when we put Aaron on, this is going to be a drunk-induced story as a grown man.
If she's making fun of him, I'm assuming so.
But either way, even in my drunkest state, when I'd fall asleep or pass out or whatever, if I had to go to the bathroom, something triggers to wake you up and get to the bathroom.
Usually.
Have you done it?
Have you
peed
the bathroom?
No, I mean, almost. Like where you're in your dreams.
In the dream.
Yeah, you ever had that?
Yes.
Where you're in your dream, you're already up and sitting down.
Yes.
And you've actually had to check when you wake up.
Well, you just wake up and then you bolt to the bathroom because it's right there.
That's why I think most people adults who do it, because they think they're in the bathroom when they're doing it, you know, because of a dream.
Wendy, you ever pee the bed as an
adult? No way.
Come on.
I've never been that drunk.
Come on.
No, I swear. I don't even know anybody that's done it.
Jeff, how often have you done it? Zero. Hey, Aaron.
Yes. Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Now we're assuming this is going to be a drunk-induced story, right?
No, and y'all, this is why I had to call. It's not.
Really?
Oh, no.
This is why I'm so shocked.
Okay.
That's what everyone is asking. But I had to call because I had to find out, has anyone heard of an adult who was not drunk who peed the bed?
And there's no medical issues going on?
No, absolutely not.
Now, I had a college roommate. Well, no, that was drunk-induced also. He'd get drunk and he'd fall asleep, and he'd sleepwalk. But he would go to the door of his own room and dream that he was in a restroom at a urinal peeing while we were all on the other side of the door watching the pee trickle out from underneath the bottom. Yeah, and we'd have to wake him up.
Yeah, I've heard all the stories of people peeing in laundry hampers and, you know, thinking
closets.
They were... But this is all when they're drunk, so I don't understand.
And the reason that's the medical issues, a lot of times diuretics. If anybody's ever had a diuretic, which is basically there to get the liquid out of you, then sometimes if you're not used to that rush coming when it does, then you could, you could lose control.
But that only has to happen about once before you figure out.
Right.
I'm sleep
no
a little
exactly. medical issues that I know of.
All right.
Okay. What's
your
story? Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, the middle of the night, I'm sleeping, get woken up by somebody sleeping next to you saying they peed the bed.
Well, there's got to, you're missing some facts here.
Small details.
Like how this guy gets in your bed? I mean, is this a dude that you
hooked
up?
Well, it's a guy that I've been dating for a couple months.
Okay, so.
He slept in my bed before with no issues. The night before, I mean, it's, you know, 11 o'clock, we go to bed, 11:30, it's 5 in the morning when this happens.
Did you have a lot of water before you went to bed?
juice, tea?
You know, not really. He'd had a couple drinks at like 9 o'clock.
Can you tell us exactly?
Oh, so he did have a couple of drinks.
But even so, like, I mean, yeah.
Not,
if you're having...
You know, not intoxicated in the least.
Yeah.
Can you tell us exactly what he said when he woke you up?
He said, the craziest thing just happened.
Oh, no.
And I'm, you know, I'm in my good sleep.
Right.
I'm groggy and, you know, the craziest thing just happened. And I'm like, what? I just peed the bed. You know, so from there... out of bed? Really, I mean, is this even possible? Really, this is what I'm thinking. How does this even happen?
What's your first response?
I mean, I just jumped out of bed, ripped the sheets off the bed, went and put them in the laundry, start scrubbing, you know, get towels, drying off the mattress. And
so you're helping him clean up his urine?
In your bed?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm not going to... I don't know.
What's he doing?
Just standing there. I'm like, go take a shower.
And how long have you guys been going out at this point?
This is like less than a couple of months into it.
Okay, because this could be a deal breaker in a lot of cases.
Oh, well, it is. It's done. That's done. A deal breaker.
And you broke up with him?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you break up with him that night?
The next day.
And what did you say?
This isn't going to work out for me.
Did he give you any excuses, or was he just like, sorry, I peed the bed? Happens all
yeah.
the time.
No, he said it never happened, but, I mean, whether that's true or not, I don't know.
What do you think the story is that he's telling his friends as to why you broke up with him?
No, that he broke up with her is what
right.
he's telling his friends.
Yeah. He's probably telling his friends that she peed the bed.
Do you guys have do you guys have mutual friends?
No, we don't. We have one mutual friend who introduced us, and I absolutely told her.
You were like, I like you enough to spend the night, but not spend the night and pee my bed. Don't like you that much. Sorry, gotta go.
I date people much longer for that.
Here's Kristen. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you.
First, real quick, I want to say I kind of feel bad for this guy. I mean, I know it's pathetic, but the only reason why I would give him a second chance is because I have a friend, one of my best friends in the world, who I'm not going to mention her name, but she, of course, she's had one drunken experience, but then she did it sober in her boyfriend's bed, and they had only been together for a few months.
Oh, no. Aww.
Yeah, and bless her heart, because she had the dream. You know, you think you're going to the bathroom, you're in the toilet, whatever.
Right.
They wake up, and she stays in bed. He has to go to work at noon. They wake up at 10. She stays in bed, and they're, like, cuddling and laying there. He's like, you know what, I'm going to call in and go a little late. They lay in bed until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. She does not get up.
In
at
her,
all
so she,
until he leaves. She didn't want to tell him. She was
my
so
God.
Embarrassed.
So
I know. And it's like, you think it's so funny, and it's like, haha, but can you imagine being that person and it just being seriously one of those terrible
Dad,
things that you...
Laying in your urine?
Until 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then he ended up finding out a few months later. They were, I guess, drinking, and it just slipped out.
Oh, no.
But by that point, they were already, you know, serious, and he was just like, I can't believe you did that. But, you know, what's he going to do at that point?
Yeah, you can get to a point in your relationship where you can share something like that, but if you're just
a
couple of months in, it's got to be way
in. It's got to be way after he says the three little words.
Poor guy.
And here, Amber, this is interesting. She wants to be on the voice disguiser regarding
this.
Yeah,
I totally have to. So, two stories. First one, yeah, my husband totally peed in the bed, drunk and stupor type thing, but he was so embarrassed. He got up the next morning, and he's like, I need to tell you something. I'm like, okay, but it's like early because he gets up and he's like moving the sheets off the side. I'm like, what is he doing? And so he's like, I need to talk to you. I'm like, what? Did you throw up? What's wrong? And he's like, I don't know how to do this. I mean, he was so embarrassed.
Oh,
but
no.
I mean, he really felt so bad. So he peed in the bed. So, okay, so story number two, we come home. Both of us are fairly toasted. And I'm like, why is he standing by the air conditioning vent? Apparently, he thought it was a urinal, and he peed in the air conditioning vent.
Oh, no.
And so you can imagine how my house smelled.
We're
in a townhouse.
Oh,
so
no.
You got three stories of urine, and like by like day two, I was like, okay, dude, clearly you have got to call like the air duct people in here, change all the filters.
Oh,
we've got to
awesome.
Get somebody here to suck the vents out because it smelled so bad. Windows and anything, lights all or anything. So peeing in the bed is nothing but air conditioning vents. I'm sorry. I just can't. I can't do it. I did not see him divorce papers, but yeah. No more drunken supers for my husband to say that.
And he was very lucky y'all were married when that
happened. Yes. Right. We've each had a really bad drunken super stories. So that's like a one for one. So like we haven't had any like, okay, let's see who can outdo each other any moment. So we're even and it's over with.
Just put a pair of Depends on him when he comes back home from drinking. And then everything's good.
Yeah, no, right. He is so not allowed to drink more than, I mean, if we're out together, it's a 2-drink minimum for both of us. Yeah, because of situations like that.
One that you can have bragging rights on for the rest of your relationship.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.